Again, welcome every one of you to the Dream Team Prayer Line. Praise God. This is a subject that we don't hear a lot about it. You know, people kind of preach around it, and we hear a little bit more about it at funerals and things like that. But, you know, the Lord just laid in my spirit, just laid this, you know, even before I got out of bed this morning, and I began to just meditate and think about the Word of God. And as I was thinking about how awesome He is, the Word came to me as I began to think about heaven. You know, we hear a lot about people, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to hell. If you don't do this, whatever, and you need, well, of course, we need to live right, because we're not going to heaven if we don't. But we do need to know what thus saith the Lord. But think about it. Think about this. All our work and our labor, it's not for nothing, because God promised us eternal life through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So tonight I want to focus on a glimpse of heaven. That's the subject tonight, a glimpse of heaven. And really, we're just going to touch on it. That's all. We're just going to touch, because it's so much. And I don't know if the Lord leads it, we'll continue this study. But just I turn to Revelation, the 21st chapter, and the first verse. I was so excited. I said, Lord, I don't know. Can I talk about that? Absolutely. The Holy Spirit impressed upon me early this morning, and we want to understand that, hey, this is right here in the earth. This is not our home. We're pilgrims passing through. There is a better place. There is an eternal place, hallelujah, that Jesus promised His people. Amen. So are you there yet? Revelations 21 and 1. Now, this story talks where John has a vision. And while he was on the Isle of Patmos, God gave John a vision of the final days of earth and a peek at heaven. Can you just imagine a peek at heaven? There are some people the Lord has allowed to see that. Praise God. But in the vision, John saw the holy city, Jerusalem, New Jerusalem. The Bible says coming down from heaven to the new earth, for the old earth has been destroyed. So let's look at Revelation 21 and 1. And it says, this is John talking, and he says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Wow. See, the eternal state must be completely free from sin's consequences. In other words, to have this new heaven, this new Jerusalem, this new earth, it has to be renovated completely clear of any kind of sin, or even matter thereof. Nothing pertaining to sin will even be in that city. That there's no way they can even enter in. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. But it says, but that doesn't mean the end of for the planet Earth. No, because see, at the script, as it says here, and this is from research, every molecule, every atom, every proton and neutron in existence today will be disintegrated. So we know atoms and protons and neutrons, they're the basic building block for all matter and chemistry, everything. In other words, that we have, we see, we move, and we touch is made up of molecules and atoms and protons and neutrons. None of this will be in this new Jerusalem and this new earth. It will be completely disintegrated. only to be replaced by a glorious new creation. He says, John says, I saw it. I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth. And listen, here's another fact. While three-quarters of the planet Earth, on which you and I, we live on, currently live on right now, is underwater, three-quarters of it, that vast expanse will be made habitable for God's people. He said there was no more sea. It means no more water. I don't know how God's going to do it. It's not for us to know all of it. We just know, believe God's word, that that big, those three-quarters, it's water. It says that that expanse will be made habitable. That means for you and I, for God's people, for the Christians. Praise God. This just it was just kind of blew my mind as I just began to think on that. When John said, I saw this new heaven and I saw a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, moving on to Revelation 21 and 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That is awesome. No wonder John fell down like a dead man. No one, it was so much for him, his mind to even conceive. But the Lord told him, said, wait a minute, John, get up. I'm paraphrasing this. You know, you're going to have to write this. You're going to write the vision. You're going to make it plain. Make it plain for those that are living this life to give us hope. We know, the scriptures is here. It's very clear in a sense, but then it's amazing because we can't even comprehend what kind of city this is. He said, I saw it. I saw this holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. That's awesome right there. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. See, right now, Christ dwells in a heavenly city with the souls of all believers who have died, our loved ones, our mothers, fathers, and our ancestors, our grandparents. And, you know, I can recall, even when I guess I was only 14 years old, in a way, she was such a beautiful woman of God. I mean, she loved, truly loved the Lord, was not ashamed of the gospel, was not ashamed of her service to God. But I recall, as my grandmother was passing away, I looked at her face, and it just lit up. And her eyes just seemed to sparkle, and her eyes were sort of fixed. And she was like lying in that bed, and I guess the rescue squad was coming in to take her out. But, you know, and they were talking to her and said that we were going to get you to the hospital and all that. It just appeared to me, I never forgot it, she just kind of just zeroed all of that out. And the way I looked at her eyes were as if they were looking through that ceiling. They were fixed and looked like she had a smile and a sparkle in her eyes. And you know what she said? She just kept saying, thank you, Jesus, with a smile. Thank you, Jesus. And listen, even the rescue men, they said, this must be a mighty, mighty religious woman dying, and yet she was praising God. Hallelujah. That I never forgot that. You know, so when he said, John, I said, I saw this new Jerusalem. God may have given her a glimpse of to where she was coming. Or could have had a glimpse. I don't know. I'm only guessing. Could have had a glimpse of the angels coming for her. I don't know. But I do know one thing. She tuned out everything else that was around her, and she heard her face was smiling and a sparkle in her eyes as she said, thank you, Jesus. Now listen, after God destroys the earth and he makes it brand new, He's going to send that heavenly city, as the scripture says, I just read, down out of heaven to this new earth. And that city will become the capital or the headquarters for the new creation that will be known as New Jerusalem. Amen. And this is awesome. I'm talking about, we're just only talking about a glimpse of heaven. That's all. Just a glimpse. And the second part of that scripture, on the second verse, says, it's coming down as and prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We can only imagine what a magnificent sight that's going to be. That's all we can do, imagine. Because eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, it really hasn't even entered into the heart, the things that God, exactly what God has prepared for us. But you know, just think about this. We all know, even in the natural, we all know how much time a bride takes planning her wedding and works for months getting herself just right for that special day. That's her special day. You know, making sure that she's in the right of standing as far as her weight is concerned, her complexion, her hair, and all of that it takes to adorn herself, to make herself absolutely stunning for her husband. If not stunning, breathtaking for her husband. And you know, I have seen on some of these videos where the husband is standing at the altar and he looks at his bride as she begins to come down the aisle. And I've seen where some of those men just broke down and cried like a baby. In other words, they were overwhelmed. She was so beautiful. It was too much for him to take it all in. Well, listen, that is nothing compared to what Jesus has prepared for us. What John says, he says, I saw this holy city coming down, New Jerusalem, and it prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Listen, we the church, we are the bride of Christ. Oh, yes. We are the bride. And it's extremely important that you and I, that we spend the time right now, preparing and adorning ourselves to meet this King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. I'm telling you, we have to, you won't be able to, talking about when all this takes place, we have to already have been ready and ready and adorn yourself to meet the groom. See, right now, that's why we go to church. That's part of the reason we go, so that we can learn how to live, so that we can learn about the Lord. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's what he said. Because my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. We're talking preparation time is right now. Mainly preparing our souls to be acceptable and ready to enter into his kingdom. See, you and I, we might be experiencing little hard challenges and in our home, could be with our children, could be in our family, could be sickness in our body, just life in general, because life happens, life in general. But just like the lyrics of a song says, just one moment in God's kingdom will pay for it all. Let that sink in. Just one moment. It's not even to be compared for the joy that we should share when we see him. No wonder these mortal bodies are going to have to put on immortality. I told you earlier, every molecule, atom, proton, neutron, all kinds of whatever matter of creation that we currently know, all matter, that's going to be done away with. The Bible says we're going to have a new body, a glorified body, fashioned as unto Jesus. Listen, we've been may endure for a night, but we have to understand what God is doing for us and yet doing, that joy will come. It will come in the morning. And thank God for his grace and his mercy that we don't have to wait until we get to heaven. We can experience heaven on earth when we walk in obedience to God's word, when we walk in love, when we read that word of God and allow that word to sink into our heart, when we walk in a true, close relationship with Jesus. That's what it's about. Listen, it's not, you know, that you take the pastor's word all the time. You get in that word. You study. You search the scriptures. The Bible says, "To search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life." You know, search the scriptures as the word has saying, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. See, no wonder this corrupt, diseased bodies have to be changed to that new glorified body. I'm going to read just a verse in Philippians, the third chapter, the 21st verse, as a reference scripture. And it says, "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." My God, Jesus, Christ in us is the hope of glory. If you recall in St. John 14, first to the second verses, you usually hear this at funerals, but listen, with this is right now. Jesus said, tell us, in all that we endured, all the challenges that we have, he says, "Let not your heart be troubled." That's what he's telling his disciples. That's what he's telling them. He says, "You believe in God, believe also in me." He's telling us why. He said, "Because in my Father's house there are many mansions." And he says, "If it weren't so, I would have told you." This is where he is right now. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. That means a place for you, a place for you, a place for all that's on this line, a place for every Christian, every believer, every blood-washed, born-again saint of God. He says, "I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you." And he says, "And if I go and prepare this place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Awesome words. And I only touched on it just a little bit, just a tad bit, and just talking about a glimpse of heaven. We haven't gotten into the deep part of it yet, but this is right here is enough to make you run and run and run for your life. Run on to see what the end's going to be. Amen. To run and that you may obtain the crown that Jesus has for us. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We didn't make this up, not made it up. But let me tell you what, when we know what the word of God says, we know that we are running. We're not running this race just to be beating against the wind. Hey, but we're running to receive an incorruptible prize. Hallelujah. What Jesus has for us. Praise God. And I hope that you're excited. I hope that I just piqued your interest, that you want to get in this scripture and you're going to read more yourself. Tell me more about what heaven is going to be like. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As that song goes, I can only imagine. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to play that.
Can you imagine?
Praise
Can you imagine
God.
Just standing before the King?
Praise God. As this song says, I can only imagine. And we can, oh, that's all we can do. And, you know, it's thinking about, there's one part of scripture where David said, it's just too much. It's too much for me to comprehend. It's way over my head. All we can do is imagine. Can you imagine yourself being surrounded by his glory and honor? Oh, my God. No wonder John fell down. But listen, we're just, hopefully that you have been blessed tonight talking about a glimpse of heaven. My God, praise God, praise God. We want to pray tonight. Our time is moved, but yet and still we want to pray. And just not only pray for all of you that are on this line, but we want to just kind of give you an update. Our brother Jerry Royal has been discharged from the hospital. He's at home, and so certainly you'll keep brother Jerry and Sister Sasha in our prayers. We want to continue praying for Bishop Roy Foots and First Lady Laura Foots. We will continue to pray for Brother Bernard Hatcher. We continue to pray for Mother Dolores Liggins. Our continued prayers will be for Deacon Walter Brown. And we lift up our Reverend Annie Anderson. Continue to pray for our elderly people. Praise God. And we pray for Sister Betty Ann Davis. And we're still praying continuously, even still, for Sister Renata McFarland. She had an accident a couple weeks ago, but yet God is still good. She was in church on Sunday and still giving God the praise. And I'm sure there are many others that we don't know by name, but yet we want to continue to pray. So well, let us pray. Our Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify your name. God, you're so awesome. Hallelujah. God, you are awesome. We just thank you that you have even allowed us to be drawn by your Holy Spirit into your kingdom presence. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are one of your children. We are one of the King's kids. For that, we say thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Father, because you do all things well. You are faithful and watching over your word to perform it. Father, we bless you tonight. We just have to say thank you because, God, there's nobody like you. There's no one like you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We praise you for saving us tonight. We thank you, Father, for just accepting us into the family of God. We thank you, Lord, that through the shed blood of Jesus, we have hope tonight. We have freedom tonight. Why? Because you have set us free. And you said he that the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father, we bless you, Lord. It is indeed that we can praise you, Lord. It is indeed that we can lift your name and we can worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Father, you are an awesome God. Hallelujah, God. God, when we can begin to just meditate and think on your goodness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, help us, God, to even just develop a closer relationship with you. Draw us closer. Draw us nearer. Hallelujah. Nearer to your bleeding side. Draw us nearer. Give us that hunger and thirst after righteousness, Father. Hallelujah. God, just allow the Holy Spirit to illuminate your word. Open up those scriptures. Let it come alive to us, God. For you said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you because everything that we need, you said in your word, you have given us all things pertaining to life and pertaining to godliness. God, you have equipped us. You have made us to the point that, God, that you could present us blameless and faultless before God your Father. Father, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the joy. The Lord is our strength. Now, Father, those on the line tonight, there are many needs of the people that are on this line. Father, we just ask that you just bless them. Meet the need, God. Some we need healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, Brother Jerry Royal. God, heal him. Oh, my God, regulate the heart. Hallelujah, for you are a heart regulator. Hallelujah, glory to God. Strengthen him, God. Draw him closer to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we are believing you, Father, oh, for complete healing, for complete deliverance. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, Father, remember Bishop Roy's foot. Strengthen him. Oh, God, encourage his heart. Let him continue to stand on your promises. We know what your word says, God. Oh, my God, that you'll never leave and you'll never forsake him. Father, we pray for his strength, Lord. We pray for those that are sick tonight, others that are sick that I've called by name, God. You ask that you just touch them, touch their body. You know them, God. You know where the healing that they need. God, in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, you have already healed us. You've healed us naturally. You've healed us spiritually. You have healed us mentally. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, manifest the healing. Let manifestation come about. Remember my sister Denise, healing for her, God, healing, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, let her feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, God. That's touching every inch of her body, God. Let her feel the anointing and know that you're real. And thank you for the answer. Thank you for healing, God. Oh, God, remember, God, all those that are called by name. Hallelujah, God, that you would just deliver and set free and encourage. Hallelujah. Even one on this line, God, there are many folks on the line that have needs, God, and I pray that you would just heal them and deliver them and set them free, God. Oh, God, answer their prayer, Father. God, hallelujah. Give them a testimony, Lord. Oh, my God, help them to expect your God to move in a mighty, mighty way. Hallelujah. Bless their home. Bless their families, God. All that they put their hands to do. Bless them. Bless our pastors, God. Bless our Pastor Bolden. Bless him. Bless God. Bless all of our ministers. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, stir us up. Stir up the pure heart. Stir up the pure mind. That we be ready to preach your word in season and out of season. God, help us to stand, God. Oh, my God. Help us to stand our ground. Stand on your word. Stand, God, because, God, that we know that time is getting short. We have got to minister the word as you have given to us. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for realness, Lord. Hallelujah, that we will be free in the spirit to do what thus saith the Lord, that we will look to you. You are the author. You are the finisher of our faith. You are Omega. Hallelujah. Alpha. You're the beginning and the end, the first and last. God, we bless you. Thank you for this word. Let it sink deep in our heart, a glimpse of heaven. Father, let us walk in the light as you're in the light, that we will continue to have fellowship one with the other. And Father, we ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be glorified. Hallelujah. That we will just praise you and magnify your name. Father, that when we walk out, even in the world, the marketplace, and our workplace, that people will see that the presence of the Lord is on us. Hallelujah. That we will be effective witnesses, Father. We ask this, Father. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. And for your glory, for your honor, God, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I've unmuted the lines, and I would just want us to praise God. Hallelujah. Give God your praise. Hell yes. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, for God, for answering prayer. We're standing in the gap. We believe you, God. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So we praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A little bit longer tonight, but I just praise God for his wonderful, wonderful working power. He's an awesome, awesome God. And we acknowledge him. We acknowledge him today. Glory to God. And because he is so worthy. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And we glorify his name. We glorify his name. Hallelujah. So thank you. Thank you again for being on this Dream Team prayer line. Pray that you continue. Hallelujah. Continue to be blessed. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Give God the glory and honor him because he's worthy. So with that, I'm going to say good night. You can hang up with you when you want to. I'm going to end with this song again. You can only imagine. Amen. God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Glory, glory to God.
God bless you.
Can you imagine?
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine just standing before the King?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk.
Yes.
Oh, yes. By your side, no. I can only imagine what my eyes see when your face is before you. I can only imagine.
Breathe on
the soul.
Hallelujah.
I could only imagine.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night. Good night.